What's up, guys? I've made a boo in a while, and the last time I did one, I was all mad and stuff. Well, to get back right on that, right after I posted that boo, I remember Matt said to me on Twitter that I was totally freaking out about it. You know what? He is right. I knew right off the bat. I'm freaking about it. I acknowledged it and stuff like that. And just because a site is posting a rumor doesn't mean much. We got 2 weeks until Nintendo has this 3DS-centric press conference before TGS opens up, and we might not know what happens. But over that last week or so, for anyone that has been paying attention to this whole rumor, the site that posted it, O1Net, which, as you know, is a French site that is probably known for breaking the Wii U and PS Vita rumors, as it posted a whole bunch of crap about Nintendo, and even still, it makes the whole redesign a lot less believable. Or Nintendo would usually slightly confirm it too if it was true. They did that with the Wii U. They did it with the 3DS, both, but when both were found out prior to their respective E3s and everything, I trust Nintendo, and in this case, they came right out and said that they don't comment on speculation, which is something that usually goes on to say we either, of course, it's either not true. Or it is true, we don't want you to know yet. But Nintendo has usually been good with the rumor control in the past. Coming out, and when a rumor has been accurately guessed, they will say, yes, we have this thing coming out, but you're going to have to wait until E3, or TGS, or Gamescom to get any more info on it. And it's cool. They should always be like that, too. And to be honest, I'm not completely confident on that, but I think Nintendo would have said something by now if it is true, because that's just what I see from them. Speaking of Nintendo, I went ahead and pre-ordered Star Fox 64 3D, so I'm getting ready to do some barrel rolls in 3D as well. I'm actually looking forward to it too. I played Star Fox 64 in the Virtual Console before. I've never owned Star Fox 64, even though I've played the original game at like a cousin's house, and I sucked at video games and stuff. Well, actually still do suck. But I'm looking forward to it. And here's my beef of the week, if you could so say. What is with portable gaming and multiplayer modes that would work so great online being local only? If I look through my whole library of games right now, I can point out so many games that would be great online multiplayer experiences, and they are limited to local only. Star Fox 64 3D is one of those. I thought it worked well in Star Fox Command to a point. I didn't like the whole fact that you could that it when you killed someone, you had to collect their star, else risk it being stolen by another player. I thought that was quite ridiculous. It because it more or less promoted close range combat over a broad field. Because you don't know if you kill someone from too far away, then someone can swoop in and steal your star. That was the only problem I think I had with it, but I still think it would be great. I do like the fact that it's exclusively single card multiplayer. But once again, the whole video thing—they've made it useless by making it local only. Why do I want to see the face of someone across a room on my screen? What's the point of that? It's quite ridiculous. That's all I got for now. So, until next time, Peppy, what should these guys do?
Do a barrel roll!